Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
And now, as we heard with Ali Renison before the break, the Trump-induced tariff war has already affected markets and international investment, but it could soon affect house prices. That's the worry in the latest myhome.ie house price survey. But at the moment, it says that house prices rose by yet another unsustainable 8% nationwide in the first quarter. And Conall McQuilla is the compiler of the myhome.ie survey. Good morning, Conall.
Morning, John.
Now, before we talk about the future, let's talk about the first quarter. Huge house prices and very little supply.
It is. It's more the same, unfortunately. So, I mean, asking prices rose by 1.7% on the quarter and the first 3 months of the year. So, I mean, that's a pretty chunky increase. It leaves the annual rate of inflation at 8%. We're still seeing people bid up the asking price about 7 to 8%, or sorry, bid up the transaction price 7 or 8% above the original asking price. On average, about one in seven properties is going 20% or above the original asking price. If you look what people are borrowing at the moment, the average mortgage approval in February was €331,000, and that was up 11.5% on the year. So, look, there's still a lot of pay growth in the economy, and we're still seeing the sort of lagged impact of the loosening of the central bank mortgage lending rules. So people are taking out slightly more highly levered mortgage loans. So overall, really, the first quarter of the year is more of the same in terms of, you know, very tight market, lack of stock for sale. You know, I suppose that's before we get to Donald Trump and all of the risks and uncertainties that poses.
Oh, yes. And we'll come to him in a moment. I see the non-Dublin house prices were higher than in the capital.
They were. But I mean, I suppose Dublin has kind of led prices higher first, and then kind of the rest of the country is sort of holding up. But overall, I mean, 9% growth in outside of Dublin, 6% in Dublin. I mean, the median price in Dublin is €450,000. It's €315,000 in the rest of Ireland. So, look, Dublin is clearly more expensive, and no surprise to see the rest of Ireland outpacing it a bit.
Now, assuming that there isn't a vicious, vicious tariff war, which appears unlikely, but assuming that there isn't a vicious, vicious tariff war and Ireland's not caught up in it, what kind of house price increases are you expecting for this year?
Well, we had 5% as our forecast. That's, I mean, if anything, given the developments we're seeing in the first part of the year, you would have said that's too conservative, because pay growth is running around 5.6%. And then you see first-time buyers taking on a bit more leverage on their when they borrow from the banks. So again, that might seem a little bit conservative, that, you know, maybe if pay growth is only 5%, house price inflation should be a little bit more than that. But again, I suppose the question is, you know, how much will the uncertainty kind of weigh on pricing for the rest of the year? And of course, what happens in terms of the tariffs themselves? Will we see a global trade war, or will we not in the coming weeks?
Yeah, and that's now my next question. What happens if there is an all-out trade war and Ireland is caught in it and a lot of our products can't be sold in the US?
Well, look, it's very uncertain. I mean, yesterday Goldman Sachs was suggesting that if the tariffs, the reciprocal tariffs as they're called, go ahead tomorrow, they will be revising then their forecast for the US economy to a recession this year. I mean, it would certainly potentially pose the risk of a global recession, which is precisely why you still hope that sense will prevail and, you know, this tariff war will be brought under control at some point. But look, I think in the near term, the uncertainty will potentially dissuade some people. But having said that, I mean, even if there is a slowdown in the economy, it's not going to cure the underlying problem, which is that there's just a lack of houses for sale. And I don't think there's going to be an enormous impact until people feel that their own employment is really threatened in a meaningful fashion. I suppose one kind of comparison we can make is with the UK after the mini budget, when Liz Truss obviously had a very difficult period and mortgage rates in the UK surged above 6%. You know, at that time, you know, people were expecting house prices in the UK to maybe fall 5 to 10%. That didn't happen. What you saw is that people said to themselves, now is not a great time to sell my property. So transactional activity fell away. So, you know, if we see any kind of shortfall in terms of the number of people who want to buy a house, it's quite possible that the number of people who want to sell will also decline as well. And that kind of a liquid market will protect prices. So again, I'm sure there's people listening today who say, you know, if there is going to be a slowdown, house price inflation and my employment is secure, now's the time to buy. But that's precisely why we'll probably see house prices be, you know, reasonably resilient, even if we do see a downturn.
Yeah. And also, house prices in your report are highly dependent on a wealthy cohort of middle class house buyers.
It is. So I suppose if you look at the mortgage market, the median first time buyer is buying it, borrowing around 3.5 times their income. But that's it's the income which is high. It's the average first-time buyer income is 90,000 euros. So that's well above the average wage. When you look at house prices relative to average wage, it's around eight times. So around 400,000 euro average house price, average incomes around 50,000 euros. So when you look at house prices relative to average incomes, things look a little bit more stretched and affordability has become stretched. So I suppose that shows that if there was a downturn, you know, you certainly couldn't rule out a period of negative inflation if we see a more protracted downturn, given affordability has become more stretched relative to those average incomes, if you like.
Yeah, and given the fact that Ireland has reported a strong budget surplus for 2024, much of it, of course, including the Apple money, I suppose if there is going to be a global downturn and we are adversely affected, which we would probably be, we're at least in financial okay straits.
We are. But look, we all know that we're very exposed to corporate tax revenues. I mean, just three companies accounted for around 10 billion euro of receipts. So, look, I mean, the government's very cognizant of the fact that a downturn, especially one where there could be changes in the US corporate tax regime or, you know, the uncertain impact of trade barriers and corporate tax revenues, that could have an outsized impact on the public finances. So, look, it's certainly a time to be cautious when it comes to public finances. But we are in, you know, our debt relative to GDP is heading below 40%, around 66, 67% relative to the gross national income. So we are in a good position. But having said that, if there was, you know, if the European Union were to take measures on the ICT services sector, which is certainly rumoured, if we saw additional tariffs on pharmaceuticals, which aren't there at the moment, but could be, I mean, that's something which, you know, we should be very concerned about. And we're certainly not out of the woods yet. Or, you know, there's only so much protection from the good state of the public finances at the moment.
I suppose the upsum is we just don't know how this is going to play out because Trump might decide to pause his tariff implementation at any day this week and nobody can plan accordingly.
It is. And that's, I mean, this is, I mean, yesterday was an extraordinary day in financial markets. I mean, the DAX, the German equity market, was down 10%. Suddenly it raised all of its losses on the rumours that there was going to be a 90-day delay. And that uncertainty will delay investment decisions and companies' plans to employ more people, which is, you know, really unfortunate. I suppose you have to look at the negotiations so far. Trump has on several occasions at this point delayed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, who had threatened retaliation, which hopefully suggests that there are deals to be done to kind of for everyone to kind of stand down. But having said that, look, overnight, I mean, threatening over 100% tariffs on China, that's clearly escalating things in a not particularly constructive fashion. So hopefully there's a deal to be done, but predicting what Donald Trump has to say or what he's going to do is obviously a very difficult business.
Fool's errand. Conal, thanks so much for joining us. That's Conal McQuillan, the compiler of the myhome.ie survey and chief economist with Bank of Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.